We saw that there was a second time for impeachment, a second impeachment for the President Trump. I would like to ask you for a statement.
Yeah, sure. I know it was a historical time for the United States, having the first president to be impeached for two times in the House of Representatives. I know that our House representative, a Republican from Wyoming, voted against the president, Liz Cheney, and I agree with her vote. I think it was time, even though I'm a Republican, I think it was time that we had to put our foot down and show the world that we won't tolerate that kind of action and that kind of insurrection from our leaders. So I agree with it.
So you agree with that. Do you think that there is going to be any problem inside the Republican Party from now on?
Oh, yes. I think there will probably be some further division in the Republican Party. The party is already split. And I'm hoping, however, that some more moderate voices will come out of this, and we will have some of the moderate folks run for the next term. But there will have to be a lot of healing in the Republican Party for that to happen.
Mr. Pappas, do you think that Donald Trump is going to be able to be a candidate again for the presidency?
Well, he certainly expressed his wish to try. I don't believe he will succeed.
Well, you don't believe that?
I don't think so.
You don't think so, according to the Constitution?
It all depends what plays out after the impeachment procedures take place in the Senate as well. If he gets impeached in the Senate, that's a different story. And that might very well happen. Mitch McConnell is open to conviction. So we'll see.
Mitch McConnell is open to conviction. I think that we've been surprised by his position. What's your opinion on it?
My opinion is that he probably needs to be convicted. The insurrection that was fomented last Wednesday, a week ago, could have been stopped. The president did not stop it, and so even though he didn't take actual part in it, he did provoke it. Mm-hmm. And then when he saw the violence, later he condemned the violence, but during the violence he did not stop it. He could have very well stepped in and stopped it, and so that was to me unconscionable and probably deserves to be removed by the Senate as well.
Yeah, we understand. And he was condemned by all the public opinion all over the world, by the leaders all over the world, and by the press, as far as we're concerned. But the point is, do you think that, because you're a Republican, do you think that is it going to be necessary to change the presidents inside the Republican Party after the whole process?
There will have to be a lot of changes inside the Republican Party and how they select the next candidate. Mm-hmm. I don't work at the national level on the Republican Party. I work at the state level here. So I'm not sure what they're going to do to change their process and change their operations as far as selecting the next candidate. They'll have obviously a few years to regroup and decide how are they going to do it. But there's going to have to be some drastic changes. And certainly, while Mr. Trump does want to run another time, I just don't see how that's ever going to be possible.